Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Heather. I hope you guys are having a good day today. I'm doing pretty good today, I will say that. The weather is not as hot as it's been. I don't know if it's warm where you guys are, but where I'm at, it's pretty hot and humid certain times of the year, and we're slowly starting to kind of get off that, and so I'm grateful for that for sure. So today in this episode, I am following up with my appointment with my new therapist who is a psychologist. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you about week two, what we talked about and kind of, you know, what we're going to be talking about my next therapy appointment. I'm going to be going like every 2 weeks, so I will definitely be checking in with you guys. If you go to therapy, definitely let me know what you are learning in therapy, what types of therapy you're doing. I love hearing about what you guys are up to, so definitely let me know. Thank you, by the way, for listening to this podcast and supporting my podcast. If you want to make a donation or have a video request or anything like that, you can message me on here. You can also make a donation on here or on my Venmo. And that information is in the episode details. But let's go ahead and talk about week two therapy. Okay, so we're talking about week two therapy. Kind of what did we talk about in therapy? I'm gonna get out my little therapy journal. I don't know if any of you guys do that where you, I talked about it in my last episode, where you bring a notebook to therapy so you can kind of write down your different things that you're talking about, questions you might, you know, have or just want to kind of reflect on at a later time. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my, I already have my little notebook here. So I'm going to kind of go over what it is that we talked about in week two of therapy with my new therapist. Okay, so before I forget, I'm gonna tell you about this book that she recommended me reading. And I just have to like say it before I like get into it because I just looked at the book title and author. So I'm just gonna say it before I forget it. So she mentioned this book. It's called Be Calm. And it's written by Jill Weber. So one of the reasons why I wanted to, you know, go back to therapy and work on things is my anxiety is still relatively pretty high. Most days I'm feeling pretty anxious. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go to therapy to, you know, really work on my anxiety levels, be better at coping with my anxiety and really like challenging my anxious thoughts, because a lot of times I just, if you have general anxiety or if you have anxiety in general, as like a little, I don't know, that sounded great. If you have anxiety, you oftentimes like think the worst case scenario of any and all situations. So you know, most people that don't have anxiety, they can look at a situation, you know, logically removed from, you know, emotions and able to kind of look at it critically and say like, oh yeah, that's probably going to work out, or, you know, maybe it won't go great, but, you know, it's not going to be horrible. And at least for me with my anxiety, I definitely will just always, or often, I guess I shouldn't say always, I often think about like what's the worst thing that could happen. And that's how I feel it's going to turn out. Even if I, you know, even if logically I probably could really, I don't know, think about it and like remember that, yeah, maybe it will work out or maybe it won't be the worst thing in the world. But again, with my anxiety, it just comes naturally for me to fear the worst and just be on edge about like every situation, which obviously that makes just day-to-day functioning very challenging and very draining and just hard to deal with. So she told me about this book. Again, it's called Stay Calm, and it's written by Jill Weber. I have not read it yet, but just like looking over it, it looks like a really good book to help with anxiety. She specifically was telling me about section 3, and that's the section on thoughts. Because, yeah, I definitely struggle with that. A lot of times I'll definitely kind of feed my anxiety, which you're not supposed to do. But again, if you have anxiety, it's hard to like challenge your way of thinking when it feels real, even though it might not be real. If that makes sense. So I'm excited to read that book. I actually ordered it, but then Amazon delivered it and they like put it in a box with a whole bunch of other books. Well, just 2 other books, I guess. And literally just bent my cover of the book, and I paid like full price for it to be new. And like usually it's not a big deal, but if I pay like full price for it to be new, I'm like, okay, we got to return this sucker and get a new one. So I'll definitely let you know what I think of that book. I have a bad tendency to like start 1,000 books and then never finish them, or just kind of like skim through them, because I always like think I'm going to have more time than I actually do, or I don't know. I need to make more of an effort probably to read the books that I've been wanting to read or that might be helpful to me. So, honestly, we kind of got a little sidetracked in this meeting. So I don't feel like it was my fault, though, because I just kind of like we were talking a little bit about PTSD, and then I just like was trying, like, it's hard to summarize, you know, when you have PTSD from a situation that happened, it's hard to like just summarize that, especially if it was super traumatizing. So for me, there was this accident. I won't probably go into it. We'll definitely not go into it more in this episode, because then we'll also be sidetracked. I'm sidetracking everyone with that. But anyway, so she was asking what my PTSD was from. And so it's kind of like a long story, and there's lots of details to it. So like I said, we didn't get much accomplished, but that was definitely my fault, because I just like, you know, just started talking about it, and then I just like, you know, it's hard for, it's a complicated situation, and it's super a very challenging situation for me, and I have definitely lots of strong feelings about that situation. And so I, like I said, I kind of just talked about it. So hopefully next week, I like, now that she kind of knows what that situation is from and kind of some of the things that made that situation very hard, and honestly changed me as a person, now I feel like she kind of like knows where that is, and then we can move on from that. So we talked a little bit about my PTSD, and then she's very prepared, and so she actually had something that we were going to work on, but we're actually going to talk about it in the next meeting. So she talked about Socratic questions, which she gave me the paper and she told me not to read through it because she was going to explain it to me at the next meeting. So I actually have not read it. I was good and was like, yeah, we'll just worry about that at the next meeting. And she like told me like a few times, don't read it until the next meeting. Like, you know, cause if you read it, it's going to be really confusing, and I just want to explain it to you at the next meeting. But then she like gave me the paper, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, this is going to test my patience, which, you know, luckily I was patient. I guess I have another week though, but I definitely feel like I'd rather have her explain it, cause I feel like she's the one that knows, you know, if I like read through something, I'm probably going to add all sorts of like, you know, confusion and thoughts to the situation. So I'm not going to do that. So we also talked about what it is I wanted in a therapist. I will kind of read through my list and That was really good. I actually like that she did that with me because I've never done that with a therapist. It was kind of nice because I could just kind of lay down, because I'm the kind of person, like, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, especially if, like, they're a nice person. And so, you know, there are times when I have a therapist that does stuff that is, like, really either distracting to me or hard for me, or, you know, I don't like. And I try to be as, like, direct as possible, but then at the same time, it's kind of hard because, you know, they're just trying to help, and I don't want to, like, make them feel like I think they're a bad therapist or anything. Obviously, you need to be direct with your therapist. If something is, like, upsetting or distracting or you don't like it, it's important to let them know that. But it is, like, that awkward, you know, you don't want to feel like you're critiquing the person. And some people don't take that well. Like, some people, it wouldn't be a big deal to say that there's something they're doing that is bothering you. But, you know, a lot of other people wouldn't take it well. So I usually only do that if it's like something that's very important to me or serious to me. So, like I said, we talked about the questions that she wanted me to answer so I could kind of give her more direction on what has helped me and benefited me. And that kind of summarizes, like, you know, just some guidelines, like what types of therapy, what types of approaches, characteristics have helped. So I won't get into this because, again, I don't want this episode to be too long, but I did kind of tell her some of the therapies that I've done that were helpful. And then I also, like, included other things that were helpful, like, for example, not actual therapies, not types of therapies, but things like, you know, self-care or support groups, you know, anything to do with, like, journaling or coping skills or personality types, or inner child, that kind of stuff. Things that are, like, approaches or, you know, not activities. I don't know the word for that, but you know what I mean. And then I also included, like, basing off her expertise, things that I might, like, want to try or I think I would like different types of therapies that she has training in. I also talked about what do I want in a therapist. For example, like, what have you liked in the past? And I'll talk about this in a separate episode, but just bullet points here. I want a therapist that's patient, you know, understanding, and has a gentle approach. For me, that is just, you know, more helpful. Someone who's compassionate, validating, encouraging, and affirming. Someone that is thought-provoking and at times challenges me. And then somebody that is direct, straightforward, not passive-aggressive. Kind of what you see is what you get. Because for my anxiety, that is just really triggering. If somebody is, like, saying one thing but meaning something else, that kind of a thing. Then I also talked about what I don't want in a therapist. So as far as things I don't want in a therapist, obviously somebody who is unprofessional and doesn't take things seriously or gives, like, careless advice or throws out diagnosis. Like, for example, I had a therapist that, you know, would, like, I would tell them about someone in my life, like a different person that was, like, they had pretty much no experience with or didn't, like, the first time I told them about this one person in my life, they, like, said, oh, yeah, they might be a narcissist. And I, like, did not like that because I feel like, one, I think it's kind of unethical to diagnose someone who they're not your patient. And especially if, like, I told you, like, two things about them. I don't know. I was like, okay, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, you probably shouldn't be diagnosing or, like, throwing that out there because I feel like that's, you know, I don't know. I feel like it makes me, like, more defensive and like, wanting to, like, say, no, that person's actually a really good person. And I know narcissists can be good people, but I just am like, no, don't just, like, diagnose this person. You're, like, literally, this is, I told you, like, two sentences. I don't know. And then I don't like being put on the spot and constantly expected to verbalize how I'm feeling. So I had another therapist that, like, I'm the kind of person that I like to think. Like, I'm not, I know this sounds rude to myself, but I'm not like a quick-witted, like, oh yeah, like, you know, coming up with, you know, things or, you know, clever comebacks. I'm the kind of person that, honestly, probably because my social anxiety, I like to, like, think about things. And, like, if I'm going to speak, I want to hopefully be prepared in what I'm going to say so I feel, like, comfortable with it. So, yeah, I had this one therapist that was, like, constantly, like, every few sentences, like, if I didn't say something, she, like, it was almost like she's uncomfortable with, like, silence. You know how some people, I used to be like that, too. I used to be the kind of person that if there was silence, like, I felt like, oh my gosh, this is so awkward. I just need to say something. But, like, over time, I've, like, learned to be, like, more comfortable with silence and feeling like I don't have to, like, speak just because there's silence. I don't need to fill that space. I can just, you know, have silence. That's okay. And so she would constantly, like, ask me, you know, what are you thinking, lady? And she'd, like, say all these, like, I don't know, like, girl boss, like, type phrases that just, like, felt like really, like, I don't know. It was just, like, really uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain this therapist. That was the therapist that, like, I don't know. I did learn some good things from her, but I just, like, felt really, like, uncomfortable. I don't know. Just something about, like, her personality and mine. I was just like, oh, my gosh, I can't. Like, I just feel uncomfortable for both of us at this moment. And so that just, like, really honestly gave me anxiety because I just felt like she constantly wanted me to, you know, turn around and just summarize, like, how I felt about everything all the time when a part of the reason why I go to therapy is to kind of take that time to reflect on things and think about things. And so I honestly just felt like really stressed, feeling like I had to constantly, like, provide her a response that summarized everything I felt and everything I was thinking, which was just really honestly draining and just made me feel like I didn't have, like, a place to just, like, not feel, you know, like, when I go to therapy, I just want to feel, like, relaxed as much as possible. And that just, like, was not, like, conducive to that goal, I guess. And then I'm trying to see how many other things I have on here. So also, I don't want somebody who gets disappointed by me falling short or has too high expectations. So people that are just very together and, like, on top of things, like, people that are really high functioning and really productive, honestly, over the years have become to be very, like, stressful sometimes to be around. Like, for example, I have quite a few family members that are, that's them. They're just very go-getters. They, you know, are very productive. They're great with time management. They're great with setting goals and actually reaching those goals and everything. And so for me, that is fine as long as they don't, like, apply their, as long as they don't, like, expect that from me, which, I mean, I know people want what's best for, you know, their family and loved ones and all that, but as long as, like, I'm allowed to do things how I do things and not feel like I'm disappointing that person, then I'm okay. But if the person, I've had people who have been disappointed, because I can be definitely probably my worst trait is being, like, at times not, like, reliable. Not like I'm going to say I'm going to do something and then never show up, but, like, maybe just not there. Like, I don't know. That sounds bad, but basically, like, I might have these great, like, things that I want to accomplish, but sometimes that doesn't happen because my mental health or other things that I'm dealing with, I can't, it's hard for me to set a goal and, like, you know, smash that goal, or I don't know what people like that call it, but sometimes that's really hard for me. So as long as I'm not, like, disappointing people, because I really don't like to let people down, and that's oftentimes why I don't, like, make all these plans, and I try to, like, not make plans because I don't want to let people down, and I definitely don't want to say I'm going to do something, especially if it's, like, for someone, and then not be able to do that. It just feels horrible. So obviously I want a therapist that is not going to, like, be like, wow, you really said you were going to work on that and you didn't. That's a shame. Like, why didn't you do that? I don't know. I haven't had, you know, many therapists like that. So that's good, I guess. And then the last thing I said, which she actually is like, I actually do that, is I said, I don't want somebody that constantly, like, talks about themselves, like, or, like, you know, says, like, oh, I went through that. And usually, like, that wouldn't bother me, but my one of my previous therapists, I, like, loved her, but she was just, it was very, like, distracting for me, because it sets, like, the tone that, like, we're, like, mutual friends, and, like, friendship is, I don't want to say triggering, but it can be really stressful for me. And so if somebody is, like, opening up to me, like, I don't want to say I'm an empath, because there's, like, a lot of, like, I don't want to say stigma with that word, but there's a lot of, like, people that say they're empaths and they're, like, actual not empaths. They're just, like, I don't know. I don't want to say another word, but it like triggers my, like, sympathy and empathy, and makes me want to be there for someone if they're telling me, you know, about their life. And so that just is really distracting for me if the person's, like, constantly, like, you know, saying, oh, I went through that, or I also, my husband's like that, or, oh, our, you know, I went through a really hard time where this and this and this happened. I don't know. I've in the past, most of my therapists have not really, like, told me about themselves and their life and their children and things like that. And honestly, like, now that I've seen kind of both ways, I prefer a therapist that doesn't, like, go into all their life details and things like that, just because honestly, it does distract me. And I feel like it also makes me feel like now we're friends, and now I have to, like, be a good friend to this person and, like, ask them questions about themselves, which usually is not, like, what therapy does or is trying to do. It's not, like, a mutual, you know, that sounds really selfish, but usually therapy is, like, centered on the individual that's getting therapy. It's not, like, a mutual thing, like a support group. And I actually really like support groups and that type of setting, but therapy, I like it to be, like, that sounds selfish, but, like, just focused on, like, my things that I'm dealing with so that we can, like, problem solve and get through them. I don't know. I hope that makes sense and doesn't sound horrible, but that is how I felt. But so I told her that, and she was super honest and said, actually, I really do that a lot. And I was like, no. But she's like, I'm going to try not to. And I also was like, well, we'll just see how it goes. And, you know, if it's an issue, we'll talk about it then. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to, like, not get distracted with that. And then I also talked about what hasn't helped, different types of therapies that have not helped me, and that kind of a thing. So summarizing what we talked about, obviously we talked about PTSD, and I won't get into that because literally it was just my story with that event and kind of the effects that it had in my life after. And I can do an episode where I do talk about that, because that's definitely a whole episode, possibly, like, honestly, a series. But, and then she also said something which I thought was interesting. She said how, it's important when you're having like thoughts, like anxious thoughts, especially with social settings, it's important to like clarify what the other person is feeling or thinking about. Like, you know, I don't know how to describe that, but pretty much if you're making assumptions, a lot of times that just hurts you, short term and long term, and how important it is to not make assumptions based on other people's, you know, what they say or how they're acting, which obviously is hard because when you have social anxiety, you really pick up on those things, and yeah, it can be challenging. So we're going to try to work on that, which is good because I need to work on that. Anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day. I hope you enjoyed hearing about week 2. I'm excited to learn in week 3. Like I said, she's teaching me 2 different things. I can't remember what the other thing was called, but the one thing was called Socratic questions, which now I'm like talking about it. I'm like, I kind of like left therapy, put that little paper in my binder and like forgot about it. But now that I'm like sitting down with my little notebook looking at it, I'm like, now I kind of want to Google it or Wikipedia it. I don't know. But I'm not gonna because I said I won't. And she wants me to wait till next time. So that kind of is what we talked about in week 2, what I talked about as far as like what I'm looking in a therapist and what I'm not looking for in a therapist. And yeah, I hope you guys are having a great day. I am excited. I actually am considering starting a separate podcast because on this podcast, I talk about mental health, but I also talk about like just random stuff. So I'm considering starting a separate podcast. If that sounds good, let me know and what you would like to learn about on that podcast. I want it to be about mental health and mental illness because obviously that's something that is important to me and I talk a lot about and it's kind of a huge chunk of my life. So I kind of have an idea. I even have like a name for it, which I'm not going to say in case one of you is on top of it and I like tell you and then you create the podcast before me. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I kind of have a name for it and I kind of have an idea. It would pretty much just be, you know, all things mental health where I talk about different coping skills would be like a huge part of it because coping skills are really helpful to me. And honestly, my mind is like really unorganized right now. And sometimes I just get like, oh my gosh, I just come up with too many like notes and books and ideas. And so I was thinking it might be a good way for me to kind of focus myself and be able to kind of list off different types of therapies, different types of coping skills, and just things that can help your mental health. It would all be focused on, you know, healing and recovery and that kind of a thing. I'm trying to decide if I would want to put my story on that podcast or keep it on this podcast. I'm not sure yet. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a great, what is it, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? It's Wednesday. I almost said Monday. It feels like a Monday. I'm just going to relax the rest of the day and not go to a pool party because I don't want to. But maybe I have to. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, have a great day. Have a great September. We will talk soon. I have other things that I need to get out of my system. Anyways, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I will see you in the next one.